Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is the WIV Morning Show, but it is neither Joe DeCameron nor John Ritchie. James Seltzer, Hunter Brody in, hanging out. Rhea Hughes. Dan Wilson, mind the glass. Good morning, everyone. Hunter Brody, good morning.
Wow.
How you doing, pal?
This is different.
It's a little different.
A little different.
I mean, same studio,
yeah,
so
same,
it's not
yeah,
like
yeah,
that different.
That's true. I'm doing great. Coming off of a good Phil's weekend, although they pissed me off, but good weekend on the stat column,
yeah,
if you will. And other than that, living the dream.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, you're here in the morning. It's nice, better than, you know, when it's dark out, get light out, you know, a little... You know, it feels more exciting, awake.
Well,
know?
It was perfect because normally I'm the one, if I fill in for John Johnson,
right,
munching the snacks at 3:45. But I got to actually consume John Johnson ripping into some graham crackers. So it's nice to be on the other side of the mouth effects and the weird noises.
We're all lucky to be able to consume that.
That's,
you know,
right,
in the morning. All right. Good morning, everyone. Rhea, how you doing? You have a nice weekend?
I did.
Love it. Love to hear it. The Phillies had a nice weekend. You know, I think...
Nice is a nice way to put it.
Yes. Well, they won 2-3.
Yeah.
They handle business in a way, but it's just a team that you watch and you just, you pick at them and you pick holes. And look, let's not bury the lead. We're going to get into a lot with the Phillies today. Let's not bury the lead today. Zach Wheeler is a freaking superstar. I think we have to, like, just start the show saying Zach Wheeler is an absolute total stud. One of the best pitching performances of his career, one of the best pitching performances we've seen in Philly in a while, was an Austin Hayes home run away from a perfect game, Hunter. Of course it was Austin Hayes. Wheeler, just a complete game, one hitter, 12 strikeouts, I believe, was absolutely just utterly dominant yesterday. Coming off of June, where he only gave up 2 runs, has been about as on as good a stretch as we've ever seen the guy. Zach Wheeler.
It just makes no sense. It's crazy that we know how good he is, yet we watch him and then we're all in awe afterwards. I knew he was great, but then he does his little magic out there and it's stunning. So yeah, I'm watching him with De La Cruz up there and he's throwing him a nasty curveball and Cruz takes a huge whack at it, his helmet flies off, his body's all disconformed or whatever, and Wheels is just smiling as he gets the ball back from JT, laughing. Internally, he's probably thinking, this dude's a fool. You know what I mean? This guy's a loser. I'm going to mow him down, just like I mow down everybody. So Zach Wheeler's ridiculous. That's my stance.
Yeah, it's a good take. You know, we're getting to the point where there aren't enough superlatives to talk about how unbelievably dominant and awesome Zach Wheeler is. And yesterday was, you know, as good a start as he's ever had as a Philly. That with the, you know, the last complete game he had was 2021, that Roy Halladay game, the 14 strikeouts. I think probably his best start since that Halladay start. So Wheeler absolutely brilliant yesterday, and you know, I watched Wheeler pitch yesterday, and I watched them, you know, struggle to score runs for him. And
well, that,
you know,
doesn't sound familiar.
But, you know, right? And then the same thing on Saturday. Look, Bryson stopped the big home run yesterday. I was all ready to come in today and say, get Bryson Stott out of the lineup. That guy shouldn't play every day. Shouldn't play at all practically. I mean, he is a useless hitter at this moment. Big hit yesterday. But, Hunter, I do watch Zach Wheeler yesterday and watch the dominance. And I watched this weekend. And Friday was just an annoying loss. Lizardo, we'll get into that. Saturday, Ranger will get into the five innings things, pitches well, the bullpen comes through, they actually win a game, Alec Boehm hits a big home run late, but it does feel a little bit like pulling teeth getting these wins. Harper, we'll talk about him today, has been an absolute mess since coming back, just looks completely...
He's a rehab start.
Yeah, but, right? But it is, but at the same time, he does look lost, and it was not, you know, great prior to getting hurt as well. Where are you at with the Phillies? Look, the Wheeler part is great. 215-592-9494. We'll take all the Zach Wheeler's awesome calls we can get today. But they take 2-3. Friday's frustrating, but they find a way to win 2-3. But again, it's these, you know, kind of clawing out these wins, these late hits that get them over the top. Where are you at with this Phillies team right now?
They are the most annoying good baseball team I've ever consumed in my life. Yeah, I am just so scared of this offense until I'm in the ground. I got to be honest with you. It's first and third, no outs, they don't score. It's bases loaded, no outs, they score one. You got to put up three. You know, if this is the playoffs, you got to have a bases clearing double. But instead, I'm watching Nick Castellanos on three straight pitches, these feeble at-bats, so... It's just one of those things where I'm scarred, and it's very traumatic to think back to these postseason losses where the offense flips back into that mode where they aren't productive, and it's that same nonsense we've seen that's been their kryptonite, and they keep showing it. They keep showing that it's still in their DNA, and until that goes away, I'm walking into the postseason shaking with anxiety. I'm just being honest with you. It sucks because this team's good. But are they good enough? You know what I'm saying?
I would like to diagram that sentence.
Yeah.
The Phillies 2025 season, that noise right there. Yeah, look, I get it. They are frustrating, and yet, you know, they're in first place. They're playing good baseball. I mean, they're on pace for, what, 96 wins, 97 wins, something in there. I mean, they are... To your point, they are a good baseball team, and I do think we can get a little myopic watching them where we're not watching every other team in the league every night, and we don't know what the, you know, the Yankees are doing. By the way, the Yankees are in third place right now. What the, you know, this team is doing.
Right now.
How about that, right? This team and that team, and I do think that we can kind of not realize that despite the flaws that the team has, the Phillies do stack up pretty well compared to the rest of the league, but... We've been here the last few Octobers. We've seen this offense crumble against good pitching, chasing, the whole loss of approach thing. And that's a concern. And I think when you watch this team night to night and they struggle to score runs, it's hard to believe that when the playoffs come around, when those big at-bats happen, that Bryson Stott is going to come through, that Alec Boehm's going to come through, that all these guys we've seen these last few years in these spots. And again, Boehm, you know, the big home run Saturday, we could have been coming talking in a different series about him throwing his bat like a baby on a clear strike three. Like, you didn't swing at a strike, buddy, and act like a baby. Like, so I get it that this is a frustrating lineup. They are a good baseball team. Rhea Hughes, where are you at after the weekend? Again, 2-3. But a frustrating 2-3 despite Wheeler.
Well, it's the first of all, the Wheeler. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And of all people, Austin Hayes.
Of course.
I was listening on the radio when it, and I went, why? I went, Austin Hayes, no, you can't be responsible for this.
Well, and the thing too, Rhea, is we all were thinking it. I mean, even Topper, we'll play some audio later where Topper was talking about, you know, it felt like through four that. You know, could be one of those days, and it was. It just was one hit away.
Well, because it looked like he was trying to do it all
weekend.
And
it's against the Reds. Yeah. We're seeing, you know, it's like, oh, I know what this looks like. The no-hitter against the Reds. I've seen this. Yeah. Like, it did feel like he had that kind of day in it.
Yeah. Well, and because I just felt like he was trying to do that all weekend. I mean, he went, well, like 1-for-5 in one of the games, but I felt like he was literally just trying to swing for the fences to try to show, you know, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been nice if you had done it here. Very helpful. Yeah, it's the bases loaded. They're getting on base. They're just struggling to bring people home. So it is frustrating to watch them.
215-592-9494. Where are you at with this team? It does raise the question and something I've been thinking about a lot the last week or so. And I've vacillated. I've gone back and forth on how committed to this group I am right now. I watch them this weekend. And I go back and forth, and am I willing to give up major prospects to add to this group? Are they good enough, to your point, Hunter? Is this offense ever going to be good enough? And I think I've come to the conclusion that I'm willing to go all in on this team. Like, all in is a
What is all
loose,
in mean?
A loose term? Like, I don't think I'm.
It's not that loose. Painter, it's pretty legitimate.
Painter and Miller are probably the two I'm not getting rid of. But outside of that, like, I'm willing to trade prospects. I'm willing
Crawford.
I'm willing to trade Crawford. Okay. I will trade Crawford today if it makes me better. This team has to add a bat. They have to. They need a bullpen arm too. It's one of those, like, what do they need more? I don't know. Both desperately.
They got their bat. Otto Kemp. I'm telling you what they feel.
I like Otto Kemp. He is not the salve for this team's problem.
I'm the messenger.
That's a power bat.
The messenger.
So where are you at with that? Like, I am ready to go in on this team. I think when you, especially you watch Zach Wheeler pitch yesterday, you listen to him in that you know, Matt Gelb article on The Athletic. I believe him that he's going to retire in 2 years. I really do. I don't think it's just talk. I think that Zach Wheeler's got 2 years left in Major League Baseball. Bryce Wheeler, I mean Bryce Harper, we'll get into it. Who knows where Harper's career is headed from now, what type of Bryce Harper we're going to get. This group is here. Now they're ready. They have a chance. We know how hard it is to win titles. Like, I have to take advantage of this. This group is ready. I'm willing to add to this group. Go get players, Dave. Make some trades. Finally, instead of nibbling on the edge, instead of trading for Austin Hayes, go get me a real hitter and go win a World Series.
All right, so I'm very conflicted here, and I'm probably going to contradict myself halfway through. But I just don't know if there is enough that you can do at the deadline to satisfy me. So it's almost scaring me to push my chips in, because if you are willing to go out and get a couple of pieces, but there's three more holes on your roster because Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough in the offseason, that's where this whole thing is lost. If he did better and had more urgency in the offseason, then there may only be one or two things that you need. But I think you need to rebuild your entire bullpen, and maybe you could do that internally. And you need a right-handed bat in your outfield, which is what you pay Nick Castellanos to be, a power bat in your outfield. But now we still have to go and get that too. So I just think it's so sloppy, it scares me. But at the same time, I'm not a prospect hugger. And Stott and Bohm, these are guys that we looked at as these great prospects that are untouchable. Now we wanted Bohm traded in the offseason, and Stott hasn't been good enough offensively this year. So what the hell are prospects anyway? So just get rid of them. So that's where I contradict myself is, what the hell? These guys are probably going to be stiffs anyway, so why not get rid of them to go get some guys? If they do something powerful enough, and I'm just pulling something out of the rear end here, you get Mason Miller and Brent Rooker, and you trade with the A's, and you get a right-handed power bat and someone in theory who could be a dominant out of your bullpen guy, then you can win me over. You can win me over. But I'm scared to go all in because I think there's 5,000 holes here, and if you fill up three of those holes, I don't know. Do I trust the rest of the roster? I'm a worried man.
215-592-9494. Phillies take 2-3 from the Reds this weekend. We saw absolute brilliance from Zach Wheeler. Where you at with this team, and are you willing to go all in on this group? I am. I'm willing to trade prospects. I'm willing to help Zach Wheeler out to add to this group. They need a bat desperately. We saw that this weekend. There are just too many.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
holes in this lineup. They need a bat that they can trust, someone who can protect those guys at the top, maybe even someone who could be at the top of the lineup, either or. They need a bat that they can trust, and they need bullpen help as well. 215-592-9494. Again, Zach Wheeler's dominance. This Phillies team, again, a first-place team. We are 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. It's getting real. You know, we've been talking about this deadline coming up for it feels like months now. We are 3 weeks away. It's getting real. Would you go all in on this team? I'm willing to go all in on this team. Hunter is less sure about this group. 215-592-9494. React with us. It's the morning show. We're coming right back. It is the WIP morning show. Hunter Brody and James Seltzer in for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes. And as always, Dan Wills, Buzz on the ones.
Just new names every day.
Why not? You know, you're going to be a sideline reporter, I believe, Buzz Wilson, for the Joe versus Jack competition on Wednesday.
Very excited about it. Yeah,
we all are. I think we all are. I'll be there. I'm showing up. I'm driving out to Plymouth White Marsh. I'm giving up my free time to go be a part of this ridiculous thing that is happening.
I mean,
you know?
As someone who is technically a little bit a part of the afternoon show, I got to ask who you're rooting for in this whole thing. Because I know my friends and family from 2 to 6 p.m. not very thrilled with you currently.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
Wow.
Yeah, come at me.
Wow.
Spike, come at me, buddy. All right. Spike needs to rein it in a little bit. All right, big dog.
Babe, that's 200 you know, push-ups a day.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the way I look at it, okay? We're all teammates here, Hunter. We all work together.
Yeah.
We're all friends.
Uh-huh.
Like, Spike hired me here.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I've known him for a decade. You know, like, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, I feel...
That's all I'm saying. And we're going to... No, I'm kidding. I'm not I honestly, here's my issue, is that I am like Switzerland in this. Like, I do a podcast with Jack. I do the show here. I'm like, you know, I can't go too hard one way or the other. I've got to maintain.
You're going full like Rob Lowe, like league hat.
Yes. If someone can get me a hat that has Joe / Jack
just
on it.
Just a WIP hat. Just neutral. Your team WIP.
This is disgusting. Have a take, right? If there's one thing you learned from Spike Eskin, it's have a damn take.
Team to camera all the way here.
No, team friends, baby. And I'm saying that right here at 6:18 a.m.
I know why you're saying it. Otherwise, there would be no Broads in 50.
Hey.
Oh, there we go. Hey. Rhea, call it.
Someone wants his airtime.
That's not why.
Someone wants a segment.
That,
yeah,
like, that just organically happened, and it is fantastic. As it, you're a fan.
I love it.
Uh huh. So you don't want that going away.
My favorite segment.
Uh huh. See what
funny.
I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
It's good. We're learning how Hunter works here.
Yes.
You know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Yeah.
We got it.
Team Fritz, baby.
Yeah. Well, Joe versus Jack on Wednesday. It should be good. 12:00 at Plymouth White Marsh High School. I will be there. Dan Wilson will be there. Many people. Maria, are you showing up?
I don't know.
Look at that awkward
silence. That was
silence.
A clear no.
No,
I will not
is,
be there.
Aren't we at McGurk's that morning?
No, we are not. The midday and afternoon show
gotcha.
Are. We are
all
here.
Right, that may change things then.
So we'll see. We can coordinate.
I have
maybe.
A dog that I have to walk. So,
yeah. I'm going to go home and then I'll go out. But we'll figure it out. Either way, Joe versus Jack Wednesday, be there or be square. Should be pretty good. All right, 215-592-9494. I hope everyone had a nice 4th of July. You have a nice 4th of July, bro?
Yeah, I worked on Friday following the Phils, and then the wife was down with the family down the shore in Ventnor, and I did the one-day meetup, and then right back move. It was perfect. Hung out with the daughter. She was sitting, and she's 18 months. We have baby number 2 coming in a month, so now we're going to get chaotic.
It's a lot of baby action.
I know.
Yeah.
But she was sitting there in her little chair, and she had the waves come up until one wave went over her head. She started crying, scarred for the next 5 hours. It was a whole thing. But other than that, it was a great 4th of July. I mean, amazing. We just had to deal with the crying baby who wouldn't stop for 4 hours, and you know, it was very relaxing.
Yeah, well, at least you got another baby on the way.
I wonder where she gets that from.
Yeah, right?
What?
Exactly.
What?
Crying for 5 hours.
My wife, yeah, definitely my wife.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm kidding. She's sleeping.
My daughter is a little me, so I can't get away with any of that. My daughter had her first sleepover over the weekend, so it was for July 4th. It was one of my best friends, Michael, his daughter Rachel, so that was exciting.
Now,
then
was
we went out there for the 4th, so it was
your
good.
House or their house?
Their house.
Okay,
so
their
she
house.
She slept away.
Even
for
better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, for us.
Yes.
Can you make it through the night? No phone calls home?
Good. No, we got a couple adorable FaceTimes, but no, like, issue calls.
Gotcha.
Only, like, hey, we're watching
watching Home Alone. Okay. Yeah. You're like, okay, cool. Great.
How exciting was that feeling, though,
when you, were, best ever.
When you were out for the night and staying up till 3 a.m. eating sour candy and nonsense?
It was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I had so my son, the moment he realized he was allowed to go and sleep over, was like, he would know you for an hour. Be like, yeah, yeah, I'll come over.
Oh, yeah, that's
over.
What she wanted to stay over the next night.
Oh, yeah.
We had to plan another one before we left.
But he has friends. They're like when they were 10 or 11, no, they're not ready for a sleepover. I'm like, not who's not ready for a sleepover?
Yeah,
the greatest thing in the world.
It was awesome. Thank you, everyone who was involved. All right, 215-592-9494. Also great, are they? The Philadelphia Phillies, a big weekend for the Phillies. They do win 2-3. Zach Wheeler, one of the best starts we've seen in a Phillies uniform ever, certainly in a long time. Really, one batter away from as good a start as you could possibly have. Wheeler, a complete game one hitter, 12 strikeouts, but a Phillies team that struggles to score runs that is incredibly frustrating. Where are you at with this Phillies team after the weekend? 215-592-9494. Let's start out on the phones this morning in Doylestown with Andrew. What up, Andrew?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good. What's up with you, man?
I'm watching these guys hit. I'm watching them go to the plate, and I'm just thinking they need a change in the management. I think that if Thompson wants to save his job, he's got to get rid of this hitting coach and find someone who can speak to these guys.
Wow.
And then, you know, if
fire Topper from the first place Phillies.
Fire
Kevin Long.
And then if the Mets catch up, man, then you got to fire Topper. I mean, the Mets rotation is devastated. And you've got guys pitching Cy Young worthy years, and they're still only a game and a half ahead.
The Phillies had a chance
to extend.
Really
but,
stretch
and
this
on
out.
The flip side, and here's where I get your point. But and look, the Kevin Long thing, like, I don't know if firing Kevin Long helps or hurts. I'm not protecting Kevin Long's job. I don't know that he needs to be fired or not. I don't know if it make a difference. But for the Topper part of it, like, I mean, Bryce Harper is really important to this lineup. Without Bryce Harper, we've seen this lineup is, like, I can't kill Topper for a bad lineup without Bryce Harper in it. Because guess what? Like, Topper was given a bad lineup. Like, this is not a talented lineup. When Bryce Harper's out and he back and not hitting, like, they're just not that good offensively. They need Harper and they need another bat.
I mean, yeah, but you got five great bats in that team. You got
who? Are they, though? Who? See, I just don't think they're as good as we think they. I think you're right to be frustrated about the hitting, but I think your frustration instead of Kevin Long and Topper needs to go to Dombrowski for the way he constructed everything.
Yeah, maybe, but I think their hitting is mental, man. I think that, like, Turner is good right now, but he can get mental. He can get it in his head, as we saw in the last playoffs. Schwarber's pretty mentally strong. Castellanos and Boehm are like watching two basket cases.
But I think that's who they are.
Castellanos.
I think that's who they are, though.
Yeah, but you got to coach it out of them.
You're asking someone to be a magician.
Castellanos is like 31 years old.
And they tried
to
trade Boehm because they know that he's probably not as good as we want. I think these guys are just, you're mad at these guys for who they are, and you're asking somebody to change them into something that they're not, and it's not possible.
Oh, I disagree.
How can you get something? What do you want Nick to be, though? Like, what do you want him to be that he isn't?
I would love someone just to say, Nick, if you swing at the first pitch again, you're going to sit down.
But that's not going to change Nick. That's not going to change Nick.
Three swings.
I mean, look, Andrew, they already did that from a different perspective, and they sat him down fielding late in the game, and that was – and look, I think the manager should be able to sit a player down and not have pushback from it. I don't like the situation, but – I mean, you're talking about, I mean, that didn't work out so great from a Castellanos perspective.
I
get it. It's one of those things where it's like the manager should do this and he should be able to do this and this should go this way. But in reality, like, we've seen these things. Like, it's not going to work with this group, with this player, with this thing. Like, you have to approach things as they lie. You know, you can't just say, like, well, this should work if it doesn't work with a particular player or a particular situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just crazy because they've had, like, half years where they hit really well. Like, Boehm at the beginning of last year. Like, you know,
well, Boehm for what, a month and a half this year, you know, was awesome. But he doesn't have power.
Help him recapture that.
Well, I think that's the difference between really, really elite players and then just good players is some guys can do it long term and never break down, and others just show blurbs of it. And I think that's the difference between, you know, Boehm reaching his full potential, or maybe this is just who they are, is they're not someone who can do it over 162. For example, with pitching, Aaron Nola goes 200 innings every single year except for this one. But then you see guys who can do it for maybe 5, 6, 7 starts of greatness, but they can't do it for 25 starts. And that's because it's hard to do it over the long haul. And these players just aren't as good as we want to believe, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate All right, good it. Call, Andrew. We appreciate it. Yeah, and that's why it gets to the interesting, you know, thing of, like, do they just need to be hot in the playoffs? And that's really what this all comes down to is, can you get a great month out of Harper, Turner, Schwarber, and a good month out of Castellanos and Boehm, and your pitching carries you, and you can win a World Series? Is it that simple?
No, because it's too long. If you got to do NLDS, NLCS, World Series, you're going to inevitably have, especially against some of the starters you're facing, and while your starting pitching is going to be great too, though, I guess, to counterbalance it, but you're going to have those.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zero offensive nights where they give you that horrible, disgusting offensive display. And if that happens twice in a 5-game series in the NLDS, I don't think this team can consistently be the hot team you need them to be from an NLDS-CS World Series view, because they have these ugly hiccups too frequently for that to be the case.
215-592-9494. Where you at? This Phillies team, they win 2 of 3 this weekend. They are in first place, but they struggle to score runs. They're frustrating to watch. Our first call is talking about firing the hitting coach.
That's ridiculous.
You know, and maybe the manager. And this team's in first place. That's the feel we've had with this team this year. Where are you at with this team? And would you go all in? Would you be willing to trade some prospects to add to this group to solve some of these issues with the bats, with the bullpen? 215-592-9494. We'll continue to talk. Phil's coming up. Plus, we'll tell you how you can win an awesome prize today. Get on the line now. Adam Sandler tickets coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's a morning show. Don't go anywhere. Good morning. It's the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer and Hunter Brody in for Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out as we're coming off a brilliant, brilliant showing from Zach Wheeler yesterday. Wheeler, a complete game, one hitter, 12 strikeouts, an Austin Hayes home run away from a perfect game. When you were watching, Hunter, at what point were you, and I know it was only 4 innings that he got through perfect, but did you think about the no-hitter possibility early on? Because I definitely, maybe it's because it was against the Reds and the whole Halladay thing and all that, but it just felt like Wheeler had that kind of stuff early in that game.
Yeah, I don't know if I was going straight perfect game. I was just laughing, though. There's no doubt about it. I even tweeted it out. I put cracking up a minute. This is just, I don't know any other reaction other than cracking up watching these Reds hitters trying to do it. So I don't know, just because, again, it was 4 innings. Maybe if you were touching the 6 range, maybe I'd start to get to that mode.
I don't start to think till you get, like, to the 7. That's yeah. When I start to go,
I can't help myself.
I've seen too many broken.
Oh, I don't actually expect expect it, but I think about it.
I watch every baseball game, and like the first hit could come in the third inning, and I think to myself, well, there goes the no-hitter.
Every time.
Every game.
I am too. It's always on my mind.
It could be Taiwan Walker pitching, and he won't get through the fifth, yeah. But I still think it. You know,
always on my mind.
Yeah, I think me and Ray are just more a little bit
realistic,
professional.
That's fine.
A little bit more mature.
We're mature.
Yes, we're just professional at our jobs.
Yes, that is what it is.
You guys are very immature.
Yes.
By the way, in terms of the parallels, against the Reds, one fifth inning mistake specifically to an outfielder who also played for the Phillies.
Look at you.
I know.
Jay Bruce walk.
Dude, I was such a Jay Bruceman.
Yeah,
I was a Jay Bruceman.
He was a good Philly Jay Bruce.
I was a Jay Bruceman.
I thought Jay Bruce brought it here. I thought it was a nice little run.
I could use a Jay Bruce right about now.
Seriously, though. Actually, yes. Like, a right-handed Jay Bruce.
What's he up to these days?
Yeah. You know what? Dave Dombrowski, him and David Robertson's are big acquisitions.
Let the record show that Hunter Brody just went to type to see what Jay Bruce is up to.
No,
that's not where we're at.
No, good.
I saw your hands go to the computer. I'm like, nope, Jay Bruce is retired.
In 2021, he hit 118 with the Yankees in 10 games.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in a second, we're going to tell you how you can win an awesome prize. But first, we've been talking about it. I need to hear it. I need to hear Scott Fransky call it. Let's hear the final out yesterday, the complete game one hitter for Zach Wheeler.
Swung on, popped up, left field. Kepler is waiting, and he's got it. Zach Wheeler with a day for the ages today at Citizens Bank Park. A pitch away from perfect was Wheeler as he goes the distance in a 3-1 victory. A one-hitter for Wheeler.
Unbelievable.
I know. It really is. It's nuts. And you know how dominant he is. So I always think it's ridiculous when you know how elite someone is, yet he does something that amazes you.
Well, he's totally that good. It's like one of those things where it's you go in expecting greatness and then you're still impressed with the greatness is an impressive thing. Because life's all about expectations and what you're, you know, the mood you're in and how things hit. I always say it with movies where it's like, you know, you go see a movie or you watch a movie and how you're feeling in the moment, the situation you're watching, and whatever has such an impact on how much you enjoy the movie and enjoy your. You can watch a movie 10 years later and think it's the best thing you've ever seen, even if you've already saw it because of the different, you know, situation.
I always thought the same thing.
Yeah. So,
as a movies man myself.
Yeah, you're a big movies guy.
Big movies
guy. We talked about that. When was the last movie you saw? Like 6-7 years ago? Something like
maybe 12. They're just too long.
What are you talking about? They're too long. You
have no attention.
No, but that's not. They're just.
This is a generational failing.
I don't think so. I think I'm just an idiot. But I just don't appreciate them. They're
so.
Just,
what was the last movie you saw?
Oh gosh.
Oh god. I'm like nervous.
What do you watch, bro?
I watch the Kardashians every episode. They're the best. I'm trying to make my own version of that called the Brodies.
Oh no.
Yup, the Brodies. And
can't even come up with a creative name.
Yeah.
Or anything.
No. What's wrong with that? Keeping up with the Brodies? I don't know. But yeah, love the Kardashians. I watch Jersey Shore
with the Brodies.
Every season of Jersey Shore on repeat. In my household.
Oh god.
Love it. Just great TV. Love Island. I love reality. My favorite, Selling Sunset. These women that sell these big houses, multi-million-dollar homes.
Rhodes, I have, as I may have mentioned, I have a 15, about to turn 16, and he had a friend down this weekend. And I come into the house, and they're watching TV, and I go, what are you guys watching? Oh, Love Island. I go, oh, I never heard of it. Then I walked by, and I stopped, and I was like, oh, now I know why you're watching it.
What?
Really?
What?
The women.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
In bikinis and high heels.
Oh, wow. Is that the show?
Yeah, that's the show.
Well, great show. I'm just looking out for their best interests.
All about the content.
Yes,
yeah.
You know, they're looking for love, Rhea, please.
Seemed to be a lot of content in the five minutes that I watched.
How dare you? These women are just out there trying to find
their match.
You
watch Real Housewives, too? Is that not your demographic?
That is great television.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Oh, this let me watch a movie that was on a high-ranking list and won an award. Yeah. No. Let's watch Khloe Kardashian figure out why she can't find a loved one.
I believe it's called art.
Art.
Yes.
Well,
art.
I think there's art in the shows I mentioned.
Really?
Yup.
Yeah, it's on the walls.
They probably do have nice art on the walls.
They probably do.
They got some money, so that helps. All right, well, that's disappointing. I don't really know what else to say.
Very.
215-592-9494. However, so have you seen the films of Adam Sandler?
Sure, Happy Gilmore is one of my all-time classics.
He's a hockey guy.
Come on.
Will you watch Happy Gilmore too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
All right, so that's going to end the movie drought.
Yeah.
We did it.
There's a few.
There you go.
It's Happy Gilmore. It's Sandlot. There's a few comfort ones.
Okay.
All right, Adam Sandler's in the comfort zone of my movie watching.
Yep. Okay. Yep. All right. So we found the zone, which is good.
Billy Madison.
Yeah. It's really great stuff. Look at you.
That is art.
That is art.
There's art right there.
That is art.
It is. There's some art in there. You know, there's a little art in there. I love it. Well, guess what? If you are listening right now, you also, if you are an Adam Sandler fan, have the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's the Year My Best Friend tour on September 19th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win those tickets right here, right now. We were talking before and listening to, you know, Hunter Brody, 30-year-old Hunter Brody has made me feel a little old at the age of 43, soon to be 44. We were talking about what makes you feel old this morning. So for your chance to win the Adam Sandler side topic tickets here, I want you to tell me what makes you feel old. And Hunter Brody is not old comparatively, but Hunter, give me something that makes you feel old.
Well, for the first time since hanging up the skates, I decided to play a little men's league hockey.
Oh, buddy.
Right? Didn't stretch, did not hydrate properly. When I tell you the hamstring felt like it ripped off the bone, when I tell you it was the second period and my body was shaking because I was so out of shape, I mean, it's just getting back to being active. Mm. I used to do that 2 times a day and, you know, working my ass off, competing, trying to make the lineup and this and that. And it was just another day at the office. I mean, I was in the corners for 7 seconds. So I'm like, go ahead, dude, take the puck. So it's getting back into physical competition. I was like, dude, you're...
But you do your takes while you're on skates.
I do, but that's a nice leisure around the neighborhood. Hey, sure, Bill, how's it going? You know, oh, I know. It's every day. And in the beginning, I did it shirtless. Thank God I got back to putting clothes on
it's
and
important.
My shirt on.
Yeah, yeah, it's important.
I know. The neighbors are like, sunglasses. I had a Santa hat on during Christmas. I'm rollerblading.
Well, this is bringing it with the bros. You know, this is content
show.
For that.
Part
you
of
know?
The show. But yeah, anyway,
you
know,
you gotta bring people in. Yeah, look, my hamstring actually would have ripped off my bone if I tried to do that. So, you know, I think you got lucky on that one. Rhea Hughes, what makes you feel?
That next month I will be here almost as long as Broads has been alive.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That
makes me feel old.
I'm very disappointed in the reaction. That's almost like a smack in the face. Congratulations, Rhea.
That is amazing.
Yeah, we're really happy to hear your success.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
What a queen you are. I agree. Dan Wilson, who is also not old, what makes you feel old?
I would say I'm 27, so understandably everything's relative here. But I started feeling old when, like, athletes on the sports teams I root for started becoming younger than me.
Oh my God.
Like,
this is
like Vijay Edgecombe was born in 2005.
Oh gosh.
Like, come on. Like, I was in first grade when that happened. Like,
I'm older.
I'm older than Jalen Hurts. We graduated high school the same year. Like, for a while there, it was the same age. Now these guys are distinctly younger than me. Also, guys who I grew up watching, their kids are now playing sports. Like, Larry Fitzgerald's kid just committed to Notre Dame. It's like, no. Like, that
that blew me away.
That can't be real.
I
he just retired.
I'm already on the other end of that, where I was just praying that Tom Brady would keep on playing because he was the only player in the four major sports older than me. That was it. As soon as Tom Brady retired, I became older than everyone. And Nelson Cruz, but he was first. So, like, that was it.
You're older than everyone in sports.
And Rich Hill was there for me for a moment, but he was kind of in and out. But that's the point, is I knew the players were older than me because I would track them and be like, Rich Hill got a contract! I'm not the old, I got this. And then Rachel was gone again. And, you know, so yes, I think about this far too often.
Isn't it crazy, though, to think that the guys who do play at 40, 41, 42, they're playing against Jared Verse.
Dude,
escaping the puck. Here's Jalen Carter chasing. He's a 42-year-old man.
As a 43-year-old man, like, I hurt when I take a nap. I wake up from my nap, my whole body hurts, and I'm like, I can't imagine.
I know.
Competing at a high level against a 25-year-old in the prime of their physical life. No, I can't. It seems asinine to me. It seems ridiculous. Something else that seems ridiculous I saw yesterday: Sylvester Stallone, 79 years old.
Wow.
Right.
Looks good.
He does.
He does look better than almost 80.
Keeping it tight.
He's got a good show.
That made me feel old. Also, Michael Douglas retiring from acting. Did you see that? 80 years old?
Yesterday. The last thing he was in, it was a TV show, a streamer, and I got to remember the name of it. He was excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to kill me. Kaminsky?
Oh, the Kaminsky method. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he wasn't that. Phenomenal. He was in the Ant-Man movies and all that. But Michael Douglas, retiring from acting to J.D., that made me feel old, too. All right, 215-592-9494. The best answer for what makes you feel old. You have the chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Wells Fargo Center on September 19th. A great, great prize for you. Also, let's get to the Guida window to the weekend.
Sure. Guida door window, baby. Ain't that the truth? Take advantage of Guida door window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
All right. So we've obviously been talking about the Phillies baseball action this weekend, but also last night we found out the All-Star Game action, Brodes. A little bit of snub action for the Phils. Two Phillies make the All-Star Game, Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber. I think those were the locks coming in. We all expected those two to make the team. That was it. I was surprised. I expected at least a chance for Christopher Sanchez, for Ranger Suarez. And look, people might, you know, not love him, you know, because of, you know, he hasn't been the best his entire time here. But Trey Turner
was having an All-Star year.
He ranks one or two in every major statistical category for National League shortstops.
Leads the NL in hits.
Yeah, leads the NL in hits. I can get me annoyed with Trey Turner. Like, Trey Turner should be an All-Star. What do you make of the All-Star snubs and who made it?
It's disappointing. I think Sanchez probably should be in there, and Trey should be in there as well. And Ranger, you just keep running through the list. Obviously, at some point, someone you think who should make it won't. That's just the nature of it. But to see three on your list, I'm just hoping this is what comes out of it. They get pissed off. You're right. I am not the biggest Trey supporter in the world, but he deserved to be an All-Star this year. And if you get snubbed, maybe that gives you a little bit of some oomph. You know what I mean? Like, these guys don't think I'm good enough, and then you go out there and you perform, and it makes us better by the end of it. I'm hoping that's the positive out of it. But there's no doubt there could have been four or five guys on the Phillies, and then there's other teams that have guys that are just okay that get the nod. We've had the luxury of getting one of those guys thrown in there over the years before the Bryce Harper experience. So it just kind of is what it is, but I'm hoping it adds fuel to the fire to some of these guys that got snubbed to piss them off and to go out there and perform at a higher clip.
It'd be very Eagles of them if it did.
That's
maybe take a lesson from the team across the street.
That's
they
right.
would use that as fuel. They would talk about it. They'd be like, what? What happened here?
I know.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I'm not too upset about it. I do think Trey Turner should be an All-Star. I think he deserved it. I think Sanchez will probably get in. Chris Sale was elected All-Star.
Yeah.
He's going to be out for the game.
Rhea, I don't want Ranger to pitch.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Rhea, you've been hesitant to embrace Trey Turner, I think we could say. I've seen you and Ruben tomorrow go back and forth with some pretty heated arguments.
We were arguing yesterday.
There you go. What'd you make of the Turner snub?
It was totally a slip. I mean, look, the numbers are there. But the stupid rule that every player's got to have, you know, somebody on there, it's ridiculous.
So I don't hate the rule. Like, I've always been okay with
listen,
it. So when you're a kid and you want to see your team playing the All-Star game,
well, then get a better team.
I grew up with the worst team, and that was the Phillies.
Yes.
Okay? Like, my entire childhood, we were the worst, and I cared about seeing a Philly in the All-Star game.
I don't think kids are like that.
I agree. I don't think anyone cares about the All-Star game anymore.
That's my whole point. Yeah. They don't care about it. So is it going to make some 10-year-old kid watch the All-Star game because a player on his terrible baseball team is in it?
Yeah, Odubel Herrera's playing. Let me go watch Odubel.
Probably
Pat Neshek got in,
probably not. Yeah. I just never hated the rule, but I agree, you know, players who deserve it do get snubbed because of it.
Yeah.
But
just put the best players in.
Yeah, I generally agree. I like the rule. I don't hate the rule, but I do think it ended up, you know, hurting the Phillies here. We'll see what happens. I feel like all these guys end up getting in because players don't go and injuries happen.
Well, Sanchez pitches Sunday anyway, so I don't think
he would. So there you go. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to react, if you are angry, please let us know at 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Neil in the Northeast. What up, Neil?
Hey, hey James. Hey, Hunter. Hey, Rhea.
What up, Neil?
Rhea, so now Clark 16. How's William
not
doing?
Yet.
And how are the kids? You know, like, not, how old
not,
are they
yeah, he's
now?
16 next month. So, yeah.
Almost 16.
Almost 16, yes.
Oh, boy.
He's
the
great.
Years
he's
go
a great
by.
Kid.
Tell
yep.
me about it.
They do. So. It's crazy, Neil. I know.
Yeah. Oh, talk about the lean years games. I remember the Braves 14 division titles, you know, like, with the, you know, like. You know,
I do too, pal. I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, they have the big three, really, with pitching. Wheeler's the Cy Young candidate. I think Ranker's a Cy Young candidate, and I think Sanchez are the big three. And hopefully Lizardo pitches better. And I think I would bring up Painter after the All-Star break. And, oh, I heard Jim Salisbury on, and he actually thinks Dombrowski is going to make a move, you know, whether it's Batista or Chapman, you know, like go for a reliever. And I think it maybe an add-in player might be Ward with the Angels.
Taylor Ward, like, yeah. He's got a lot, he's got the power, but he's batting like .210 or something. The average has been low.
I know, but he also has 20 home runs and like 50-something RBI.
Yeah, no, I know. He's fine, Taylor Ward. I don't think he would cost a ton. You know, he's older. He's in his 30s. I think Taylor Ward would be a fine addition. I don't think he's a, you know, a huge move the needle guy, but I do think Taylor Ward would be fine.
And I actually
and he's right-handed,
think
which would help.
I still think I would bring up Crawford. You know, I mean, Marsh is doing a job, you know, now. So stay with Mark. Maybe alternate Kemp and Kempler. You know, because Kempler, you know, Max Kempler, like a 250 hitter with Minnesota, so he picks it up a little bit. You know, like he has been hitting like home runs or doubles more. If he picks the average up to 250, you know, you got that. And Castellanos, you know, I would like to see more home runs with him, like the hitter he was with the Reds.
I think we
or even
all
the
would.
The Marlins, you know, like, you know, hitting like 25,
yeah.
30 home runs.
I wouldn't count on that, Neil. Look, he can go on stretches. I mean, look at the playoffs a couple years ago against the Braves. I mean, he did something literally no one else in the history of the sport has done. He can do that, but I wouldn't count on it. Neil, you got an answer for us for what makes you feel
well,
old?
First, before that, I would definitely re-sign Kyle Schwarber. I think like a four-year deal, you know, because his 40 or 50 home runs, he really carries the team, and he's like fifth in home runs now, and he's an all-star. But I think Turner actually deserves it with the number of hits. Like, he needs the National League in hits. So I agree.
He should be there.
Okay, so one of the things that makes you feel old, gray hair. You know, like I remember Johnny Carson or Bob Barker or Alex Rebeck. They had the gray hair, and I had the gray hair, so that makes it feel
I
old.
I feel you, Neil. Good call. I definitely have noticed more and more grays as the year goes on. It's always fun when my Emily, my wife, will be like, "Wow, you got a lot of gray in your hair." I'm like, "Thanks."
Oh, thanks.
She's like, "No, I like it." I'm like, "No." It's
well,
okay.
Some women think that is the turn on.
Yeah,
so it's not a smack in the face.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Using just for men. Yeah.
No, I'm fine going gray. I'm good with that. Yeah, it is what it is.
I just don't want to lose my hair. I need this
yeah,
flow.
I got my hair, so that's all I care about.
Where is your hair going, bro?
Well, I don't know. My grandfather on both sides, bald.
Wow.
So. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? My father, bald.
Oh, no.
Is that why you wear a baseball cap?
No, I love the lettuce. Uh-oh. Without the hair, I'm not funny. You know, same person, hair, not funny. I need hair. It creates
this
the personality.
This implies that you're funny now, though.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, I'm just basing it off of your reaction. Yeah. That's all. Okay, I'm just basing it off of the reaction that just happened.
Yeah, should we take Neil's advice and start just combining Otto Kemp and Max Kempler? Max
I didn't know which guy he was talking about until he said Minnesota.
He said Kempler, yeah. And I was Kempler. Like, Kempler. Yep. Which way we got? All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Here's a question today. Best Phillies pitcher this century. Four possible answers. We got Cole Hamels, Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, and Zach Wheeler. I think it'll probably be a two-horse race, but we threw the other two in there for respect. I think they deserve to be thrown in there, but I'm guessing it'll come down to two. We'll check the results later in the show. All right, 215-592-9494. Get online now. Your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Give us what makes you feel old, plus talking Phils. I want to get into the Bryce Harper thing coming up next. Harper has been really, really a disaster since coming back from the IL. We'll get into the Harper thing, how concerned you are, what it means for this team. And again, your calls on where you're at with the Phillies. Would you invest in this team? Should Dave Dombrowski go all in? 215-592-9494. We're coming right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.